Welcome back to Freight Waves Now, this carrier update. We're going to take a look at what's happening with both the pricing power index and kind of the market that leads the overall country. When we look at the freight economy, we talk about Los Angeles and the impacts Los Angeles has on the overall freight economy. And you can see it kind of with the PPI. It's an early mover of where things are going.
So this
to
is,
some extent.
This is back with me having fun today.
Yep.
Taking two indices and throw them together. Mm-hmm. You look at your data and you look at different data points and y'all produce the Freightways PPI. Mm-hmm. And y'all brought it down. You brought it back up. Now, this is over, you know, over a year.
Yeah, it's very slow moving. You don't want to make a rash decision moving it. We did move it one time very quickly, but we quickly realized that, okay, this trend isn't going to hold.
But maybe not. So I throw this up against the LAX volumes. Now, LAX does kind of control the U.S., but not always. You got Chicago and whatever else. But if you look at the volumes in LAX, it seems like when they go down, our economy weakens, or the
trucking, freight economy
weakens. Mm-hmm. And then as it started to pick back up, it started to strengthen. But you have your dip, and you put your dip in. And we've talked about October. It seemed like there was a short period in October where spot prices just fell out.
Volumes were down.
So this isn't irrational. This is kind of what it was, and then back to normal.
And you could probably argue, why is it not moving that often? You want to see the longer-term trend, right?
Yeah, but you see, this.
It's flat.
And then that's flat.
Yeah, it flattens out. The market tends to have these periods where it flattens out.
So that's what I challenge you. If you have sonar, go out, have some fun, and pick different indexes. Yeah, pin them to your wall. Print them off and pin them to your wall. When you see something else similar to it, start comparing and seeing.
Yeah.
Because you'll find some correlations that sometimes make sense. Sometimes maybe not make sense.
No, I think they're more just interesting to look at and talk about.
If you don't understand why it doesn't make sense, go out and find out why.
Or find out if it does, if it is something that actually like goes together or it's not. Because there are things in the natural world that correlate, but doesn't mean they have any relationship at all. They just end up lining up close to each other. Because especially in freight, the impacts that drive them are the same, but the way it affects each of the indexes might be very different, right? And you have a couple other ones in here that we kind of, you hid these from me this morning. Here's a prime example of one that it makes sense. It's our inbound ocean TEU volume index in the yellow, so ocean volumes and change in carrier authorities. When demand goes up, you see an increase in carriers.
This is demand way upstream.
Yeah, this is future demand domestically. And we're talking 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks in advance.
So I thought this was, I would have thought this might have been over here a little bit.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. But
this, you have to remember, domestic freight demand picked up at the same time that ocean demand was picking up back in 2020. That's what drove this, right? And then when we remember the crisis and everything, shortages, and we were having to bring everything in, that's what that spike is.
So this is a reaction to everybody having to go home. They get on their computer and they start ordering Amazon.
Yeah.
And then, you remember during this time, the direct boat from China to the West Coast was 17 days.
Yeah.
It dropped the daytime because they were sailing straight because they were full.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you see the demand cycles upstream, and you see the impacts that it eventually.
So I got a question. We don't have much time left. We see ocean volumes picking up, carrier authorities going upward. Now I see ocean volumes picking up. Now I ran these numbers, my very first chart.
Yeah.
It said if we keep this average, which was 453, it's going to take 6 years to erase out what we gained here. Now, do we need all this? Maybe not. Maybe put us back to here, but if this continues to grow, is this going to lower this average?
I think it slows down the exits, which is the concern, is that 6 years, like if we slow the exits, it can lengthen that tail that we have. The difference is I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Well, if we gain volumes, that'll help burn up capacity too.
Yes.
But what this the result is, keeping those low spot rates for a long time, and which is going to actually, in the end, hurt everybody.
Yep, absolutely. Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Thomas and Kaylee.